Welcome to Cavs HQ, presented by AT&T. Thank you for joining us on the Cleveland Cavaliers Radio Network. Now, here are your hosts, John Michael and Rafa Hernandez Brito.
And we welcome you to another edition of Cavs HQ. We are coming to you from Los Angeles, California. John Michael, Rafa Hernandez Brito, and Kaylee Griffin. Good to see you guys.
Hola.
Good to see you too.
You guys all right?
I'm still.
You're allowed to participate in the show. We're going to need more of you.
Oh, am I? Okay.
As the show rolls along.
I wasn't
given
a microphone to begin with because Kaylee was going to. I was allowing
hogging.
Ladies first.
Yes.
Okay.
Well,
that was nice of you. Cavs have just knocked off the Lakers by the final of 101-95. They are back in the win column for the first time in a handful of weeks. And when you look at the stat sheet, yes, the starters came to play. All five starters in double figures. This has been a season where when you look at some of these matchups, some of these losses, the starter advantage oftentimes has gone to the opponent. Good to see the starters get back on track. I think, though, Kaylee, you tell me, when I look at this box score, the number that, I mean, is the most glaring, that stands out the most, the Cavs hold the Lakers to under 40% from the field, a defense that surrendered over 140 points in each of the first two games of this road trip.
Yeah, that was probably the biggest thing I feel like we've talked about so much is – the last two games, giving up that amount of points, it's just not going to lead to wins. And leading up into the road trip, at practice every day, they are literally going through basic defensive drills. Like things that you do in AAU, from defensive slides to just coverage. That's such an extreme point of emphasis for this team right now. So to see them go out, hold the Lakers to that percentage from the floor, huge for the Cavs mentally. And we heard from Coach Drew after the game, and he said this streak right now has just been so draining, both physically and emotionally, and to get this win, so huge for their mental state.
It was huge also because, you know, the bench didn't come up with the points after having three straight games scoring over 50 points, but they did their job. They did their job in a way that they let the starters take the break that they needed. And we've been saying it over and over in this show, the injuries have damaged the efforts of the Cavs. As much as they have tried to play hard, they haven't been able to have consistency when it comes to personnel. But also, the fact that Tristan Thompson called everybody out, including himself, after the loss in Houston, you could tell against the Lakers, the effort was a little bit above what we have been seeing in terms of team defense and team effort.
Doesn't Tristan seem to always back it up? I mean, really, when this happens, Tristan's the guy who's out there. I mean, it's all authentic, too, when you see this guy out on the floor. There are guys who pretend to be tough. I mean, Thompson, every time he steps out on the floor, particularly after he's in the locker room saying we have to be tougher, that seems to be the case.
Yeah, he said many times that if he doesn't care, if losing doesn't bother him anymore, then he's not going to be playing. He's like, I'm still here. It bothers me. We need to figure it out. We need to band together and figure out how to get a win. And he showed that tonight. I mean, he was so aggressive. It was just an all-around great performance. I feel like we haven't really seen this team mesh in a couple of games where they've really all worked together, and that's been a point of emphasis for Coach Drew again, saying that we need to play together, and they did that tonight.
You know where I think that starts? I think another number that pops out at me, Colin Sexton scores 17 points, but he was a team-best plus 17. A team-best plus 17. He pushed when this team needed to push. He passed when that offense needed the ball passed around, and he made a couple of clutch baskets, a couple of drives late in the ball game, which effectively salted this thing away.
And what I liked when I saw the game, you know, calling the game against the Lakers, was that in those moments when the Lakers cut it to five a couple of times in the second half, the Cavs were able to hold. They were able to win the last couple of minutes of each quarter. What we didn't do in New Orleans and in Houston, especially in New Orleans, when we had a very good first half. But at the end of the day, we went to the break only up by six. And those key moments, that Alec Burks picking up the loose ball and dunking it on top of JaVale McGee with like 5 minutes to go in the game.
Huge.
You know, that kind of put an end to the Lakers' push. They made it close at the end because they made the game longer with the fouls. But Alec Burks with his first double-double of the season, only the third of his career, and almost closing, I think the best he's had was like 14 rebounds in his career. He had 12, if I'm not mistaken, 13, right? But all of them were huge, and he had six in the first quarter. Tristan Thompson up with nine rebounds in the third quarter. It was a serious team effort tonight.
Another thing that jumped out at me that you're not going to see on the stat sheet only by watching the game was in those late plays down the stretch when they knew the Lakers were going to foul, they needed to just get the ball in. Jetty Osman made some really smart plays of pulling the ball back out. And I think earlier this season, I think it was against Orlando, we saw him try to force that shot up. And you can see how much he's grown, is aware of the situation in front of him, and made the decision, the right decisions, two or three times at the end of the game to pull the ball back out, to make the smart play, get the foul. And it obviously showed in the win tonight.
The point is a good one. And I think whenever you see growth out of the duo of Jetty Osman and Colin Sexton, it means good things. We know what this season's all about. You know, it means good things for the future of this organization. Those are two guys who this front office has identified that, you know, very well could be a very important part of this team's future.
And people forget the fact that they've been used a lot more than they probably were planning on.
Of course. Jetty played 42 minutes. He played 42 minutes in this ball game tonight. Colin Sexton, 33. We're going to talk more about that duo and about the Cavaliers as we roll forward. The Cavaliers tonight beat the Lakers 101-95. You are hearing us a night later on Monday night back in Cleveland as this road trip continues. The Cavaliers are back in action in Portland on Wednesday night. That is a 10 o'clock Eastern tip. The pregame show starts right here at 9:30. We'll be back with more Cavs HQ right after this.
Just keep global pop sensation Ariana Grande live in concert. The Sweetener World Tour 2019. Quicken Loans Arena, March 28th, with very special guests. Get tickets now at theqarena.com. The number one selling album, Sweetener, is available everywhere. There's more at arianagrande.com. I'm living, so we turn it up.
AT&T lets you go all in with the Cavaliers this season. Like watching your Cavs on the court on DirecTV. Stream it on the go with AT&T Wireless. Or staying on top of every off-the-court moment with home internet. For all your die-hard, bleed, wine, and gold moments, AT&T keeps you connected. Head into your local AT&T store to stay connected with everything Cleveland Cavaliers. More for your hashtag Be The Fight thing. That's our thing. Experience the energy and excitement of Cavs basketball at the Cube.
Back comes Burks. Burks bounces and hands down a lady. Dr. Homa Dunn.
Celebrate the legacy of Dr. Martin Luther King as the Cavs face the Bulls Monday, January 21st with a special afternoon tip-off at 1 o'clock. It's also Fit as a Pro Night presented by Medical Mutual in association with Giant Eagle.
Forward to shoot back to Thompson inside. Thompson dunks.
Get your seats today at Cavs.com/tickets for any Northern Ohio discount drug mart.
Don't look now, but it's that time again. Flu season is about to rear its coughing, sneezing, aching, feverish head. Discount Drug Mart believes that the best defense is a good offense. Protect yourself and your loved ones in just minutes from the flu bug the safe, convenient way with a flu shot from Discount Drug Mart Pharmacy. No appointment is necessary, and most insurance plans are accepted with a zero copay for most Medicare, Medicaid, and several private plans. The flu can end with you at Discount Drug Mart, open 7 days a week, including holidays. See pharmacy for details. There must have been
something in the world. Country's greatest, Carrie Underwood. Live in concert, the Cry Pretty Tour 360. With special guests Maddie and Tay and Runaway June. Quicken Loans Arena, October 16th, 2019. Get tickets now at theqarena.com. The brand new album, Cry Pretty, is available everywhere now. In association with Kalia.
We are back on Cavs HQ alongside Rafa Hernandez Brito, the Spanish voice of the Cavs and the Browns, and the one and only Kaylee Griffin of Fox Sports Ohio. I am merely John Michael. Great to have you aboard here on this Monday night. We taped this show a night previous, 24 hours before, maybe 21 hours before, after the Cavaliers knocked off the Lakers by the final of 101-95. Big story out here in L.A., guys. LeBron James against the Cavs missed his 10th straight game. Groin injury that drops the Lakers to 3-7 on the campaign. All right, here's a quiz for you, Kaylee. Ready?
Oh, God, no.
Now, Kaylee has no way of knowing this, Rafa, right? This is the past. This is a quiz from the past four seasons.
She was too busy with the Spurs.
She's in the Western Conference. Cavs, over the last four seasons, were without LeBron James 27 times. All came during the regular season. He never missed a playoff game with the Cavaliers. See, you know what? I'm going to back up for a second. Kaylee, I have problems asking Kaylee this question because she's really good guessing these things because she knows the setup. She plays the setup, right? We've had enough broadcasts together on the radio side.
Prepare herself.
She feels my setups. Yeah, right, like, so she's going to guess right into the setup.
She's looking at you like you're about to throw
it. Where is he going? Let me see.
I'm going to ask the question the exact same way. So over the four seasons, he missed 27 games, right? Your job is to guess how many of those 27 games the Cavs won. Now, remember, the Cavs had the likes of Kevin Love, Kyrie Irving, a star-studded cast of players surrounding LeBron James. You'd think they'd win, what, 75%, 80% of those games? He missed 27 games. The Lakers, over the last 10, have gone 3-7. You would guess that the Cavs won how many of those 27 games? She's going to guess right into it, and I know she's going to guess it, like, really close.
They won none of them.
How many did you say?
None.
No. Now over.
There was one stretch.
There
was one stretch where your answer was correct. Yeah. Is it eight?
Four.
Four.
They're 4-23 in those 27 games with the likes. I mean, with a star-studded cast of players, but it kind of it to me tonight it brings it. You know, you see it happen in front of you. Yes, when you lose LeBron James, you lose those points, you lose those rebounds, you lose those assists, you lose his presence, everything else. But when you have a team that is organized to play around LeBron James when he's not in the lineup, I don't care who's in there, especially a bunch of these young kids. This Laker team has 9 players on the roster out of the 15 under the age of 24. And tonight they were running around a little bit like they didn't know where they were. And now this team's in danger of dropping out of the top 8.
And I think that's where you hit it the nail right on the head. When without LeBron, they become a group of one-on-one players.
A bunch of kids. They're running around.
One-on-one players that just like to run with the ball and take it to the other end, and really not a game like the one we play now, which is a team. It's a team effort. We don't have one-on-one guys that can go and take over like LeBron. Well, not many people have what LeBron has.
Right.
But I think you could see tonight with the Lakers that they not only missed all the statistics that LeBron bringing to the floor, but they missed that head of the monster because they looked a little bit lost in the game tonight.
Yeah, I was talking to Austin Carr yesterday. Actually, we had lunch together, and he likes to bring me back and just explain things to me and tell me how things work.
I would have liked to have been there just to hear it.
Amazing, amazing story.
We're going to try to find Austin for the second half of this
yes,
show.
Yes, we'll
see
need
that,
to.
How that works out as we're, yeah.
Yeah, but he
move along.
He was telling me that LeBron, and it is true, as someone who never worked with LeBron, he could be the MVP of the league every single year. He is the most valuable player on the every team.
Should have been all 4 years he was here.
He should have been the MVP at least last year.
I can say that unbiasedly. He absolutely 100% should have been
at least last year.
Continue.
And I think that I think that shows by the records of the teams when he's not playing. It's the influence and the impact he has on the game every time he's in or he's not in. And for the Lakers, especially in the Western Conference right now, with how close.
Yeah.
The standings are. I think 4 through 14 is separated by 5 or 6 games.
Yeah, starting, yeah.
You
go ahead.
You can't have a stretch like this, especially now we're at the halfway point. Things are going to start getting crazy, and the Lakers are going to find themselves in a little bit of a hole.
They started tonight in 8th place to the Lakers. They had a half game lead on the Jazz, which were in 9th. Now their Jazz are tied after the Lakers lose that half game. The Kings were a game back. Teams 9 through 14 were within 3.5 games of the Lakers at the start of this game tonight, and then the Lakers dropped this ball game. And as mentioned, now 3-7 without LeBron. The Lakers will be without LeBron for at least the next game, which is against Chicago 2 nights from now. So it's a team desperately trying to stay in to the top 8 in the standings. This is an organization, the Lakers, that drew a lot of criticism for the players they put around LeBron to start the season. Now, there's a good chance a lot of these players are not going to be around next season. I think in a way, if you think about it, right now what are the Cavs trying to do? Identify players who are going to be with this team over the next couple of seasons when the record gets back to where it needs to be. I think the Lakers, there are a lot of parallels. I mean, they're trying to identify which kids can be around with LeBron. I think nobody in that organization thinks they're going to win a title right now. They can't possibly think that they're ready to win a title. They're trying to identify players like the Cavs are who they can keep with LeBron and give them a chance to win a title in years to come. And I think a lot of criticism came this year because they didn't surround LeBron with shooters like the Cavs did over the last four seasons. I mean, it was a recipe for success, four straight trips to the title, to the title series, and now you see a Lakers team that is dead last in free throw percentage, bottom five in three-point percentage. They do not shoot the ball particularly well. It was on display throughout the night, even though the Cavs defense deserves a lot of credit this evening.
They could have won the game if they had hit the free throws.
Now, I mean, you know, LeBron, what does he do? He drives and kicks, or he drives and scores. And if he can't kick to somebody who's going to score, it's a problem, and that's, I think, why the Lakers drew a lot of criticism during the offseason. I think that's why it's been a grind. LeBron's had to play a ton of – I mean, he's playing fewer minutes than he did over the last four seasons, but still a lot for a guy his age. And they're not in a real easy spot right now, as we've just passed the midway point of the season.
I believe that he was closer to a title staying with us than he is with the Lakers, because you're talking about going over the players and evaluating what players they can put around LeBron and who can become better around LeBron. I mean, Ingram and Kuzma are probably two players that will definitely get better.
They're terrific players. Lonzo does some things really, really well, too. There's other things not so well.
You tell me they got Rondo, I'd rather have Rondo than have Lonzo Rondo.
I think so with LeBron, particularly at this point of his career.
Well, the storyline, too, for the Lakers is their free agency next season, what I think this year was about,
100%.
Get one-year deals. It's kind of a mishmash around him right now, but they're targeting the free agency this coming year. Who can they add? What superstar can they bring in to join forces with LeBron? But I would agree with you, John, that the Lakers are they were up until now getting LeBron on the same path that the Cavs are now. And I think they've done a really good job of acquiring talented young players, Ingram,
for sure. They've
Kuzma.
Drafted so high over the last couple of years.
Josh Hart he fell in 30.
I like
and
him.
He's,
you know
yeah,
what?
And he's
you're
great.
Yeah, you know what? They drafted high. They got some players high, but Hart's a great example. Kuzma wasn't picked high. Both of those guys were low first round picks that have worked out really well in terms of evaluating talent or picking up guys who are young and maybe able to help them in the future. It's really intriguing. I mean, you want to talk about a soap opera? The NBA loves its soap operas.
Yeah.
This team is. I mean,
they're going to need to really. They're going to be a whole different team if they even want to consider winning a title next year. Because the other thing is also you have to consider, Kawhi Leonard had a chance to demand a trade, but he demanded a trade to the Clippers, not to the Lakers. Paul George could have been a free agent.
Mm-hmm.
He stayed with Oklahoma.
Yeah.
So those were two guys that you thought we're going to be with LeBron eventually. I know Kawhi is going to be a free agent.
We're still going to find out about Kawhi.
And also you have Anthony Davis.
That's the name.
That changes the game completely.
That guy's the name.
Because
game over.
That then is LeBron James, Anthony Davis, yeah. John Michael, Rafa, and Kaylee, and then we win the title.
Well, let's not get carried away. The Kaylee part, yes.
Yes.
The John Michael and Rafa part, not so much. Kaylee part, yeah.
But at least Kaylee.
When people say what's the player to put them over the top? Who's out there? That's it. That's the guy. I don't think it's Jimmy Butler. I don't think Butler has said before he doesn't want to necessarily play with LeBron. Who knows if push comes to shove? But to me, that's the name.
Absolutely.
That's the guy who has played in relative obscurity now for a handful of seasons. Been one of the best players in the game,
and just casual
fans might not know what he does and what he is able to do on a regular basis.
Oh, my God. He's incredible. I mean, his length alone can spread the floor, but he can take it inside. He would bring a totally different dimension to this Lakers team. And, of course, that's the storyline right now is Anthony Davis is unhappy in New Orleans.
Now,
he's
a free agent after this season or the one after, right? So that means they have to get rid of a lot. If they want. It's not something that they can just get.
But I still think that it'll be interesting to see what Kawhi Leonard does as well, because
he's going to be huge.
Yeah, because, obviously he's having a great year in Toronto. Toronto is playing very well. I think it depends on how they do this season. Do they get to the finals? Do they compete? But he is also from the Los Angeles area. He has his family out here. He's made it known that he wants to go to California.
But he mentioned the Clippers, not the Lakers, when he was asking for a trade.
But you never know. Like, what's the selling point?
Yeah,
it's going to be really interesting.
It's going to be wildly interesting.
Oh, yeah.
I think it's going to be incredibly interesting. I don't
Cleveland
know.
Maybe
Toronto's hoping
yeah,
that they
maybe
can,
he'll come to Cleveland.
Toronto's
Cleveland
hoping they can pull
theater.
A Paul George, right? That's Toronto. I mean, Masai Ujiri, I gave him a ton of credit saying, look, we smacked our heads right into the Cavs three straight years. This is crazy. We're not going to do the same thing with a two guard that shoots volume twos. Okay, this is not going to help us. We got to get two guys in here, Kawhi Leonard and Danny Green. We've talked about this before on this show. That I think Danny Green is the nugget of that trade that really makes it work. They can stretch the floor. They have a plus defender at the two spot instead of – it's nothing against DeRozan. What he did was fine. It just didn't work with that collection of people. So we're going to see moving forward. Again, the NBA loves its soap opera, loves its drama, and I think this offseason is going to be another beautiful one in terms of free agency. All right, we're going to take a break. We're way past our break time. We'll be back after this on Cavs HQ.
Suspect a natural gas leak? Dominion Energy Ohio reminds you, first, move your feet, then call when you're down the street. To help you smell a gas leak, a familiar odor like rotten eggs is added to natural gas. Or you might see blowing dirt or bubbling water. A leaking pipeline might also make a hissing sound that you can hear. Call the Ohio Utilities Protection Service by dialing 811 at least 2 working days before digging on your property. And if you suspect a gas leak, call Dominion Energy Ohio. Visit DominionEnergy.com, keyword natural gas safety.
Bring the family to Cavs basketball with the Levin Furniture Family Fun Pack.
Thompson ahead to Sexton. Sexton to the basket. He hammers it home.
Get 4 tickets and 4 fan meals starting at just $32.50 per ticket.
Pivot steals back to Osmond for a three. Jetty knocks it down.
Get your Levin Furniture Family Fun Pack today at Cavs.com/offers. 4 tickets and 4 fan meals starting at just $32.50 per ticket. Let's go, Cavs.
Come on, we're gonna be late to the Cavs game.
Just a sec, I gotta find my illuminating company bill before we go.
You need to do that right now?
Yeah, it's due tomorrow.
Man, you really have to get your head in the game. There's a way easier way to keep track of your bill.
How's that?
With e-billing from the illuminating company, you can get reminders when your bill is due, pay it online, and even print out a copy right at home.
Well, aren't you the e-billing all-star?
Yeah, I am, and you can be one too.
How?
Just go to illuminatingcompany.com/e-bill to get started.
Flexsteel Furniture at Levin's is quality furniture. Quality second to none. In fact, when you shop Levin's, we'll take the time to show you what sets Flexsteel apart. Beyond the obvious styles and comforts, it has to do with their famous blue steel construction that reinforces all their frames, plus the attention to detail and tailoring of the fabrics and leathers. At Levin's, the quality of Flexsteel is unmistakable.
Cleveland, get ready for WWE Fastlane, the final pay-per-view before WrestleMania. Back Sunday, March 10th at Quicken Loans Arena. AJ Styles challenges Daniel Bryan for the WWE Championship. Dean Ambrose faces off with Seth Rollins for the Intercontinental Championship. Becky Lynch defends the SmackDown Women's Championship against Charlotte Flair. And more. Don't wait. Great seats are available now at the box office and theqarena.com.
Welcome to the Saucy State of Mind, Saucy Brew Works. Born and brewed in Cleveland, is a brewery in the heart of Ohio City serving up a wide range of the highest quality craft beer. Saucy believes that the glass is raised when quality comes first. That's why they have the best brewery tech in town, the finest German engineering available. Saucy Brew Works beer is designed to satisfy sip after sip or chug after chug. Your choice, Saucy Brew Works, 2885 Detroit Avenue in Cleveland, Ohio. Proud craft partner of the Cleveland Cavaliers.
Cavs HQ presented by AT&T. The Cavaliers are halfway through their longest road trip of the season. After dropping games in New Orleans and Houston, the Cavs come up with a win here in L.A. Off we go to Portland. Then it's Utah. Then it's Denver. Three cities in a four-day stretch. Wednesday night, Portland, Nike store. Kaylee Griffin, you ever been there?
I've never been to Portland.
The big Nike outlet.
Oh, I've heard about it.
Yeah. You're ready to let it rip.
I'm scared.
You have up to $1,000 that you can spend in the store. That's
there is a limit on how much you can spend?
Yes.
Get out.
Because it's highly discounted. It's like 60% off, right?
Yes.
Players get $1,000 to spend because Nike wants players to be wearing their stuff. The others.
We get $1,000.
Listen, the others, us, we get limited to $1,000 because you can't just spend
because they don't want it
tens
to wear
of thousands of dollars on 60%.
By the way,
they don't
want to
give us stuff?
No.
I have
great news
apparently,
for you.
Apparently, they do not care if
I have talked to my sources at Nike.
On Spanish La Mega.
I talked to my sources at Nike, And they have restocked. I talked to my sources at Nike.
That's what I heard.
They have restocked the store after the holiday, so we're going to get a good look of all the new stuff.
See, for those who complain, like, oh, we didn't get all the good stuff. I mean,
no, now it's still dangerous, though.
Kayla,
I
still
should get $1,000.
You're putting your price. Are you limiting yourself? Are you going to spend the full grand?
Oh, God, no. I'm
not
going to spend
the
full grand.
You know
how much
that is of stuff, by the way?
Oh, yeah.
If it's 60% off, spend $1,000. You have to
You know what I do? I just don't go.
What? You have
because
to go.
Because I always walk out of there with stuff I really don't
mean,
need.
Yeah.
I've done that before. I really could use
another pair of kicks, maybe some leggings.
Well,
that's the
let me tell you one thing. You'll skip it next year. Trust me. After the damage you're going to do yourself this year.
Why are you talking her out of it?
Because
she's
going
to. I know what happens. She's so excited to go.
I know what happens the first time you go.
What? You're like negative.
I know what happens the first time you go to the Nike store with 60% discount.
They have a Nike store in Memphis that I've been to.
It is the only flight.
Same idea.
Portland same idea. It's smaller.
Portland to Utah, there's no room in the overhead compartment because everybody's carrying these boxes and boxes
what are you
of stuff.
There isn't a lot of room in the overhead department or compartment.
Yeah, yeah.
Coach Mike Longavardi, why might he confuse me? But
come on the show, Coach.
Yeah, he's going to be coming on the show. We'll have a word with him. Hopefully, bring him on the show. Yeah, so get ready. Get your, I don't know if you're going to be paying cash with your per diem or your checkbook or your
probably my credit
cards. Just get ready to get
although ready to I have two suitcases on this trip and not much room, so we're going to have to figure that out.
You know, though, there's free shipping.
Oh, God.
You can get it shipped directly.
This sounds like a black hole I'm going down.
Yeah. We'll talk more about it right after
this,
right here on Cavs HQ.
AT&T lets you go all in with the Cavaliers this season. Like watching your Cavs on the court on DirecTV, streaming on the go with AT&T Wireless, or staying on top of every off-the-court moment with home internet. For all your die-hard, bleed, wine, and gold moments, AT&T keeps you connected. Head into your local AT&T store to stay connected with everything Cleveland Cavaliers. More for your hashtag Be The Fight thing. That's our thing.
What doesn't kill you makes you
strong. Grammy Award-winning global superstar Kelly Clarkson. The Meaning of Life Tour. Quicken Loans Arena, March 21st. Kelly Clarkson. With very special guests, Grammy-nominated Kelsey Ballerini. And season 14 winner of The Voice, Bryn Cartelli. Tickets now at AXS.com.
Piece by piece, he collected me.
25 million albums sold worldwide. Now's your chance to see Kelly Clarkson. With very special guests, Grammy-nominated Kelsey Ballerini and season 14 winner of The Voice, Bryn Cartelli. Quicken Loans Arena, March 21st. Check more at KellyClarkson.com. Produced by Messina Touring Group and AEG Presents.
Don't look now, but it's that time again. Flu season is about to rear its coughing, sneezing, aching, feverish head. Discount Drug Mart believes that the best defense is a good offense. Protect yourself and your loved ones in just minutes from the flu bug the safe, convenient way with a flu shot from Discount Drug Mart Pharmacy. No appointment is necessary, and most insurance plans are accepted with a zero copay for most Medicare, Medicaid, and several private plans. The flu can end with you at Discount Drug Mart, open 7 days a week, including holidays. See pharmacy for details.
Are you looking for a night out with friends or family? With exciting promotions, giveaways, and concession deals, there's something for everyone at a Cleveland Monsters game.
Get to the queue on Saturday, January 26th for a Cleveland Heroes Rock Night as the first 10,000 fans will receive a special Monsters t-shirt, courtesy of Unique Home Solutions.
For tickets, call 216-420-0000, visit clevelandmonsters.com, or any Northern Ohio Discount Drug Mart. Monsters Hockey, where players and fans come to play.
We're back on Cavs HQ, and as most of you know, working in the community is a cornerstone of the Cavaliers organization. And just last week, Jiff and Smuckers hosted 50 kids from the Boys and Girls Club of Cleveland at Cleveland Clinic Courts for a 5-on-5 basketball tournament. It was led by Cavs Academy coaches. The Cavs coaches were on hand to coach and cheer on the teams as well. Following the tournament, the boys and girls heard from Cavs Rodney Hood, as well as Cavs legend Campy Russell, on the importance of teamwork. Just like peanut butter goes best with jelly, few things go better together than kids
and sports. It says it right there. Cavs in the Community is brought to you by Discount Drug Mart. The second half of Cavs HQ is straight ahead. We welcome you back to the second half of Cavs HQ, presented by AT&T. And we are joined by who has become the star of the pregame show on the Cavaliers Radio Network. Rafa, it is none other than assistant coach Mike Longobardi.
Let's do it.
You utilize Mike on the he's so good in English, you use him on the Spanish broadcast.
My rating has gone up.
That's
so
what I'm saying.
This is just precisely, for the pregame.
This is precisely like,
but
what I'm
the
saying.
Only problem is that then the whole
it's
point down.
But when it's more Rafa,
the coach's
Rafa,
interview
yeah.
is over. Mike Longobardi, of course, has
have to
like, helped the ratings of La Mega.
Good to see you, buddy.
Hey, thanks for having me. I really, really appreciate it.
Cavaliers.
We don't have a lot of competition since I'm the only coach that does the
Well, I mean, you're doing a heck of a job, Mike. I mean, we would have replaced you by now had you not been doing an excellent job, and you're doing it terrifically. You get a win tonight here in L.A. I know you're a big proponent.
I love L.A. when we win.
Yeah, I know. You're a big proponent of the defensive end of the floor. What changed tonight, Mike? I mean, obviously not the defensive look you wanted in New Orleans or Houston, but you take on a Laker team and you hold them 240% here tonight.
Tonight was great. I think, and I say this to you all the time, J-Mike, you know, our turnovers were low, and we didn't give up a lot of points off our turnovers. It was almost better for us tonight to have a traveling violation or throw the ball out of bounds, because the one thing the Lakers were doing really, really well, even without LeBron, is running the ball.
Live ball turnovers,
yeah,
right.
So we did a great job of that, and I always feel like our offense helps our defense when we're good like that, and it definitely was evident tonight.
Coach Drew said post-game that this losing streak has just affected the team so much physically and mentally. How much does a win change the team's mindset, their attitude on the court going forward the rest of this road trip?
I mean, it definitely helps. There's no question about that. We can't sugarcoat that. Look, we've had a tough schedule. We're on the road. We're playing some very good teams who are fighting for their playoff lives.
Right.
But I know our guys are fighters, they're competitive, they're good guys, they care. And usually when you have those attributes, you're going to win a game. So it just was unfortunate because I think the injuries had a big part of it, running guys in and out of the lineup. And sometimes these things unfortunately happen. But we all can control our attitude and our mindset. We never quit. We're going to continue to play as hard as we possibly can. We may get kicked in the mouth, but we're going to get back up and we're going to come back and compete.
You lead me into the next question, Coach, because you mentioned the injuries. How difficult is it, not only for the players, but also from the staff? I know from Coach Drew on down, there's no excuses here. We're going to play with whatever we have, next man up, whatever you want to say. But when you're trying to develop a personality when it comes to the defensive effort, how difficult is it when you know you don't know from day on who's available and who's not?
It is. And listen, like you said, we're a no-excuse team. We don't want to make excuses. That's the easy way out. However, it is difficult. You know what's even more difficult? It's not only so much that they don't play because of injury, when they're on minute restrictions.
Yeah, yeah.
And I think that's even tougher. Like tonight we dealt with that, and I know Rodney was close to his 20-minute mark, and I sit right next to Spiro on the bench. And I'm like, yo, Steve,
shut up, Steve.
Steve, we gotta get a couple more minutes out.
Please,
you know what
Steve.
I mean?
He's like Coach Longo is negotiating a couple of more minutes.
But it is difficult for players and coaches, and you know, like it's tough. But we have to find a way. And the one thing, listen, everybody gets an opportunity, and what you do with your opportunity, it's on you. And we're trying to help them be in the best, put them in the best possible position we can.
Obviously, Mike Longobardi, Esquire, did a heck of a job tonight as Rodney on a 20-minute restriction played 24-27. As down the stretch, the Cavs road Rodney to the victory. Hey, speaking of Rodney.
I did work for Tom Thibodeau, just so you know.
Oh, I was going to say, starter-heavy stuff. Speaking of starters, that, you know, the Cavaliers have gotten terrific production off their bench, which is nice. But, you know, when you look at the starters, that's not exactly always what you want to have happen. And the starters, at times this season, have left something to be desired. And tonight, every single starter in double figures. That was a pretty complete effort, wasn't
great
it?
Great job. I mean, listen, at the end of the day, we caught some breaks, and that's going to be part of it. They missed a ton of free throws,
right,
which helped us. Yeah. I mean, we know that. But I just thought right from the start, when you play the right way, good things are going to happen. And – We had a good spirit. We moved the ball. Defensively, we were active. And, you know, you're going to catch a break here and there, and we did. And now, listen, nobody feels sorry for anybody in this league. That's the one thing I know. This league waits for no one. Whether you're injured, not injured, if you're just, you know, kind of becoming, you know, a rookie or whatever, it doesn't matter. You got to bring your best game every night. And sometimes the beauty is you get to play the next game. Like, we got beat up pretty bad in Houston, and then, you know, 2 days later we get to play again. Now that tastes out of our mouth. Yeah, you got to have short-term memory. So, but then sometimes, you know, some people get, you know, big-headed and they win a couple games and they think they're invincible, and then teams come in like I'm sure like us. You know, we're not the top team on everybody's radar, but our guys are still going to fight. They're going to claw. They're going to scrap. And if you're not ready to play, we're going to beat you.
We talked about growth of some of the players earlier, and one that jumped out to me was Jetty Osman down the stretch. In those final plays when they were looking to get fouled, he pulled the ball out. And that was something against Orlando earlier this season. He was the one that kind of forced the shot, forced the ball up. But this time around, two or three times down the court, he was the one to make sure the ball got pulled out again. What is it like for you to see growth in some of those young guys like Colin, like Jetty, now as we're about the halfway point of the season?
No, it's great. And like, you got to give those guys a lot of credit. They spend so much time, whether it's just working on their game, watching film with the other coaches, and they don't play perfect games. Nobody plays a perfect game. But any little improvement, because I really believe this about Jetty, and he really is a rookie, even though it's his second year.
Yeah, no question.
He didn't really get a chance to play a lot last year. And now it's a different, you know, team, different role, and he's going through his trials and tribulations. Like, I thought Colin was very good tonight, you know, and just managing the game. We never really let it get out of hand. It's always hard, and I really believe this, at the end of those games when you have like a 7-8 point lead and the other team has really, they get to, we call it free stroke. Like, if they miss, it's no big deal. If they make, yeah, they put a little bit of heat on you. But I thought we managed the game well, and, you know, we came out with the victory.
All right, Coach, we won, but let's get to the good stuff. We're in the middle of Beverly Hills here, and everybody wants to know, what does Coach Mike Longobardi do in Beverly Hills? You know the spot.
Where are you going today?
I don't want to know. I don't want to know Rodeo Drive. I want to know the hanging spot. I know. I don't want to know where you shop.
So every time I come to L.A., I meet up with a high school friend of mine who – is no longer acting, but had a couple hits. Roles.
Yeah.
On a couple shows. He was on CSI, and he was on Shameless. So he's gotten a couple minor roles on those two shows. And I meet up with him, and we just had after-game dinner at the Honor Bar. And now I just happen to run into you guys.
Very nice.
And now I'm going to go back up to the room.
So you've just been running into stars then.
We try to make it sound like we plan out our guests on the show. And you just completely,
we've been promoting you the whole night, man. Come on.
You guys are the best, man. I got to make more appearances.
Yes, you do have to make more appearances.
You need to make one promise only, that you'll be on the TV show.
Yeah, I'll do it. I'll do it. Yeah, absolutely.
Come to the set for sure. So, hey, good seeing you.
Thanks
good
for having
win,
me.
Man. Let's,
no,
let's
great
get another
win.
Couple of wins, at least one more win on this trip. Not an easy, tricky stretch, right? I mean,
no,
you mentioned it. In the West, everybody's playing for position. Outside of Phoenix, 1 through 14, everybody has something to play. We're past the midway point of the season.
I know.
Everybody's in some kind of a mix where they have to play for wins.
I really believe this, and this is what I'll leave you with. When I was in Phoenix my first year after I left Boston.
What year was that?
It was
ballpark.
13-14.
Okay.
Yeah, 13-14.
Okay.
So I just left Boston, and our run in Boston kind of was coming to the end. They had just traded Paul Pierce, KG, and Doc went to L.A.
Got a couple of picks for that, I understand. Yeah.
They were just getting Tatum, you mean?
I don't know. Is that how that works?
And, you know, actually Channing was on the team.
Yeah, right.
When I was there. We had a great year. Like, we were predicted to really bottom out.
Right.
We caught some breaks, and we just really ran with it. But we did stay mostly, for the most part, injury-free, although Goran Dragic Eric Bledsoe wound up getting hurt, but we had Ish Smith as a backup.
Right.
And he really flourished. And it's funny because if you ever see, I happen to bump into Ish today because they just stayed at our hotel.
Yeah, right.
And he always talks about that year we had together was like the best year of.
Yeah.
So things can happen. Mm-hmm. You know, it takes that one win. I mean, who knows? But we just got to go out there and just play, like, and not overthink it. We're trying to keep it as simple as we possibly can because we don't want players thinking. We want them just reacting
right.
and reading what the teams do on both sides of the ball. And hopefully, like you said, we'll get it done in Portland.
Before you go, Kaylee's going to go to a Nike store for her first time.
Oh,
any advice you have for her?
Yeah, make sure you ship
the whole thousand?
Yeah.
Ship home,
yeah,
right?
Make sure you ship everything
That's
back home.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Right.
See?
Yeah, so definitely. I mean, you'll be on FaceTime with any of your friends and family to pick out what they want because it's ginormous.
That's a strong
this is
move.
Gonna
That's
be
a
bad.
Veteran move.
Yeah.
Right.
It's gonna be
and
really
then,
bad.
But the one thing I don't like is, like, every time I buy something for my family, because my kids are growing, it's like I buy something, the next thing you know,
it's too late.
It's
yeah.
too
you
late.
You got to buy it in advance or, like,
or no, they just
older.
Grow out of it,
yeah.
you know.
Yeah, you just
so I tend to splurge on myself when we go out.
I mean, yeah, I think that's probably
I think there was
what
a reason you brought that. Hopefully your wife's listening to this, and this is why Mike's coming home
yeah,
with a
exactly.
lot of merchandise. Coach Longobardi, great to see you.
All right, guys.
He's got to sign off before he voiced us.
Let's do it.
And with that, more Cavs HQ right after this.
AT&T lets you go all in with the Cavaliers this season. Like watching your Cavs on the court on DirecTV. Streaming on the go with AT&T Wireless. Or staying on top of every off-the-court moment with home internet. For all your die-hard, bleed, wine, and go moments, AT&T keeps you connected. Head into your local AT&T store to stay connected with everything Cleveland Cavaliers. More for your hashtag be the fight thing. That's our thing. Experience the energy and excitement of Cavs basketball at the Cube.
Back comes Burks. Burks bounces and hands down a lady. Dr. Homa Dunn.
Celebrate the legacy of Dr. Martin Luther King as the Cavs face the Bulls Monday, January 21st with a special afternoon tip-off at 1 o'clock. It's also Fit as a Pro Night presented by Medical Mutual in association with Giant Eagle.
Forward to shoot back to Thompson inside. Thompson dunks.
Get your seats today at Cavs.com/tickets for any Northern Ohio discount drug mart.
Don't look now, but it's that time again. Flu season is about to rear its coughing, sneezing, aching, feverish head. Discount Drug Mart believes that the best defense is a good offense. Protect yourself and your loved ones in just minutes from the flu bug the safe, convenient way with a flu shot from Discount Drug Mart Pharmacy. No appointment is necessary, and most insurance plans are accepted with a zero copay for most Medicare, Medicaid, and several private plans. The flu can end with you at Discount Drug Mart, open 7 days a week, including holidays. See pharmacy for details.
Cleveland, get ready for WWE Fastlane, the final pay-per-view before WrestleMania. Back Sunday, March 10th at Quicken Loans Arena. AJ Styles challenges Daniel Bryan for the WWE Championship. Dean Ambrose faces off with Seth Rollins for the Intercontinental Championship. Becky Lynch defends the SmackDown Women's Championship against Charlotte Flair. And more. Don't wait. Great seats are available now at the box office and theqarena.com.
The Cleveland Cavaliers and Budweiser present Bud's Night Out. Every Tuesday home game, get two tickets and two Budweisers for only $50.
He nailed it!
Catch a game and catch up with your buddy over two ice-cold Buds for just $50. Go to Cavs.com/offers to get this great deal today. Must be 21 or over to purchase. Be the fight, Cleveland. Cavs.com/offers.
We are back on Cavs HQ, and guess who else decided to walk by and go?
Oh, look who the cat brought in.
Oh, my God.
Speaking of which, come on and join us.
Live?
Sort of
so
tape.
I just had the best chicken sandwich ever.
Ah, fantastic.
Oh,
where'd
I
you
heard
get it?
It
this is Kobe Altman, Cavs GM.
No. I heard it was the best.
I heard a lot of good things about Honor Bar.
After doing your trip.
Was it good? Was it good? It was unbelievable.
Mike Longobardi, he recommended Honor Bar as well. Yeah.
Yes.
Pretty much. That was Kobe Altman. He just walked by. Oh. Well, thank you.
LA is out of control, guys.
I'm going to go there and get a chicken sandwich tomorrow.
I thought you were – no, we got to set this straight. You and Jim are vegan or you are not vegan?
No. Jim
– Jim Jones, I'm talking about
Jim
my
is,
partner.
Jim is definitely
all, right.
all the way, but I'm kind of half and half. I'm moving
I have to
in
tell
that,
you something.
I'm
I
moving
to break,
in that direction, but I'm not quite there
I hate
there
to break
yet.
It to you. I hate to break it to you, but I know we stayed in hotels like this one, but also we get to stay in hotels that I'm sure do not have vegan options for room service.
Like we do. This is what we do.
All right.
We take Uber, and we like today. We walked right down the street to a place called Gratitude Cafe. Best vegan in the world. It's
really?
Great down there.
But what does Jim order to his room all the time?
How can you part time and order? Like
I don't order room service. I got away from that years ago when I was playing ball. I don't order room service. It's too expensive.
It's a smart move.
I don't do that.
It's wise. No. It's Notre Dame education.
That's right. Shiny. Don't do those things.
You guys order what? What does he order? What do you order vegan wise?
Well, see, today we had cauliflower as an appetizer. I had a kale salad.
Mm-hmm.
Jim had a eggplant dish.
Aren't you hungry like an hour and a half later?
No, it doesn't bother me. I'm used to it. I've been doing it now for about 3 years now. So.
All right.
So it doesn't bother me.
This is why AC says he's not vegan all the way.
All right.
Tonight we're at the dining
mm-hmm.
room in the Staples
Lakers.
Center.
Yeah, right.
They have a new machine of ice cream.
Well, I eat ice cream.
Like frozen yogurt.
You have that twice.
That doesn't count.
Listen, this is the funny thing.
I eat ice cream.
He shut up and like, had like
I had
a couple
two
of them.
Two, yes.
And I said, you see, come on, you're throwing your workout away. He goes, it doesn't matter. I'll be back tomorrow.
It's all about maintaining.
AC and I always open the gym.
Don't project onto him.
It's no. I like that.
It's all about maintaining.
He works out with a purpose.
No, believe me. The purpose is.
AC is loyal. I mean, you want to talk about being there every morning.
Oh, I
got to
do it every day.
I'll
vouch
for AC.
That's just me.
Yeah. Well done.
But it was good to get a win tonight.
I was just about to ask you that. What stood out to you, Ace?
Well, the fact that we were consistent tonight. I mean, but the Lakers helped us be consistent because they kept playing. I called them on the air. What did I call them? some kind of children. They were just undisciplined children. Is how they played.
A little bit.
Teenagers, and they were just. I mean, they had no rhyme or reason to what you can tell. They need LeBron because LeBron gives them structure.
What's going to say rudderless without
their
leader?
Right. They have no structure without LeBron. Everybody wants to be the man, and you cannot have everybody be the man. And everybody wanted – and it's funny. They didn't realize until they got to the end of the game, well, Kuzma's the one that should be doing it, but it was too late then. Right. We had already got into a good rhythm then. But the rest of them
– Yeah, Kuzma didn't have any points in the first quarter, and then he blew up for 29, I think.
Right. You know, he didn't – I mean – but they just – they have – in the defensive end, it's just not existent. They don't –
talk about the Lakers.
The Lakers. I mean, they just didn't – I mean, I can see now LeBron's got to come back or this team won't make the playoffs.
No, I agree.
Right, they won't make the playoffs.
We talked before the game, and I asked you for who needed to step up for the Cavs, and you said everyone.
Everybody, right.
Everybody did.
And everybody did.
Right.
But it feels like we've all throughout the season been talking about the bench and the production from the bench, and tonight the starters really came through.
Well, to me, that's the kind of team we have. If we have a team where two of the five guys don't play well, we're not going to win. Everybody has to contribute, and everybody played like Jetty. Tonight he played his game. He was driving to the basket, trying to get inside, taking the bumps and the bruises, and then every once in a while hit an outside shot. But when he starts outside first, it never works out for him. I mean, and what you can say about Alec Burks, man? I mean, when he made that steal and that dunk, that was awesome.
That was the moment, right? That was the turning point. Game over.
Right there. Yeah.
JaVale McGee had the ball between it. For those who didn't see the game, JaVale McGee appeared to have the ball secured.
Right.
He had it in his hands, dropped it a little bit, but it appeared that McGee or one of the Lakers would pick it up. Burks somehow escaped the pile.
I don't know how he got
not only
that.
Escaped the pile with the ball, but then he turned it into a dunk as he went down the lane and finished. Colin Sexton, his play tonight, AC, he goes plus 17. That was a team high. I thought he took some steps tonight.
He did, because I'm starting to see him understand the professional game. you know, understand as a point guard how to draw the attention to you and hit, make other guys better. Like I said on the air, what he has to understand is that everybody cannot handle the ball like he can, cannot dribble the ball like he can, but they are just as good as he is, but they just do it in a different way. So you have to learn who those guys are. I mean, the way I was taught to play the game, especially when I came out of school, I was a scorer. Give me the ball and get out the way. So, but I had to learn how to play with other guys.
Right.
So what Lenny Wilkins taught me and all that, look, you got to, sometimes you have to see the play in your vision of helping the other guy. So if I got a guy who's a catch-and-shoot guy, I'm going to run a play where I can get him a catch-and-shoot shot. And that's where Sexton is going to learn, and that makes your life easier. Because he almost got himself in trouble today when he got knocked on the floor like that. So you don't have to go through that. I went through that my rookie year, and, man, I got hurt, and I had to miss 60 games.
You see Jetty doing that all the time as well, too, right? He's trying to learn.
You have to learn how to set people up to get other people's shots. And once you understand that, it makes your life a lot easier.
All right, last question before we let you go.
Okay.
How much money are you spending at the Nike store?
Oh, well.
Portland is next. Kaylee's never been there.
Actually, your first trip?
What advice do you have for Kaylee?
I'm going to tell you
the best thing to do is don't go in there wide-eyed and two. You got to go in there under control.
I'm overwhelmed.
You got to go in there under control.
Don't go in there overwhelmed, because you go in there overwhelmed, your pockets will be light.
Austin, you're the best. Always good seeing you.
All right, guys. Always a pleasure.
We'll be back in your company right after this on Cavs HQ, presented by AT&T.
Mumford & Sons, Delta Tour 2018-2019, a groundbreaking new show in the round. The Grammy Award-winning band plays songs from their smash debut album, Sigh No More. Their number one albums, Babel and Wilder Mind, right through to this year's new album, Delta. Mumford & Sons celebrate their return with a massive world tour. Saturday, March 9th, Quicken Loans Arena. Tickets on sale now at mumfordandsons.com.
Flexsteel Furniture at Levin's is quality furniture. Quality second to none. In fact, when you shop Levin's, we'll take the time to show you what sets Flexsteel apart. Beyond the obvious styles and comforts, it has to do with their famous blue steel construction that reinforces all their frames, plus the attention to detail and tailoring of the fabrics and leathers. At Levin's, the quality of Flexsteel is unmistakable.
Come on, we're gonna be late for the Cavs game.
Just a sec. I gotta find my Ohio Edison bill before we go.
You need to do that right now?
Yeah, it's due tomorrow.
Man, you really have to get your head in the game. There's a way easier way to keep track of your bill.
How's that?
With e-billing from Ohio Edison, you can get reminders when your bill is due, pay it online, and even print out a copy right at home.
Well, aren't you the e-billing all-star?
Yeah, I am, and you can be one too.
How?
Just go to ohioedison.com/ebill to get started.
Experience the energy and excitement of Cavs basketball at the Cube.
Back comes Burks. Burks bounces and hands down a lady. Dr. Homa Dunn.
Celebrate the legacy of Dr. Martin Luther King as the Cavs face the Bulls Monday, January 21st with a special afternoon tip-off at 1 o'clock. It's also Fit as a Pro Night presented by Medical Mutual in association with Giant Eagle.
Forward to shoot back to Thompson inside. Thompson dunks.
Get your seats today at Cavs.com/tickets for any Northern Ohio discount drug mart.
Suspect a natural gas leak? Dominion Energy Ohio reminds you, first, move your feet, then call when you're down the street. To help you smell a gas leak, a familiar odor like rotten eggs is added to natural gas. Or you might see blowing dirt or bubbling water. A leaking pipeline might also make a hissing sound that you can hear. Call the Ohio Utilities Protection Service by dialing 811 at least 2 working days before digging on your property. And if you suspect a gas leak, call Dominion Energy Ohio. Visit DominionEnergy.com, keyword natural gas safety.
Are you looking for a night out with friends or family? With exciting promotions, giveaways, and concession deals, there's something for everyone at the Cleveland Monsters game.
Get to the queue on Saturday, January 26th for a Cleveland Heroes Rock Night as the first 10,000 fans will receive a special Monsters t-shirt, courtesy of Unique Home Solutions.
For tickets, call 216-420-0000, visit clevelandmonsters.com, or any Northern Ohio discount drug mart. Monsters Hockey, where players and fans come to play.
Here on Cavs HQ, John Rampa and Kaylee. What did we learn today, guys? We learned that Mike Longobardi, Cavs assistant coach, shops only for himself.
That's really the only thing I took away from today.
we learned that Kaylee has been warned.
We learned that the guests on Cavs HQ are picked up only because they just happen to be walking by.
I mean, that was truly amazing. We got
you
AC.
You can blow it up, though. You know, thanks to Kobe Altman. Thanks to
yeah, just shout out to everyone that joined us tonight.
Whoever walks by, yeah. You want to be on the show? Yeah.
Sure. You can
that's how popular this show is. People come walking by.
And they want to be on it.
Looking to be on the show. Kaylee, great job. Always good seeing you. Rafa, so-so job. For Kaylee and Rafa, I'm John. Good night, everybody. We'll see you next time on Cavs HQ.
Oh, Dali! Yay, yay, yay! Hasta la vista, baby!
Welcome to the Saucy State of Mind. Saucy Brew Works, born and brewed in Cleveland, is a brewery in the heart of Ohio City serving up a wide range of the highest quality craft beer. Saucy believes that the glass is raised when quality comes first. That's why they have the best brewery tech in town, the finest German engineering available. Saucy Brew Works beer is designed to satisfy sip after sip or chug after chug. Your choice. Saucy Brew Works, 2885 Detroit Avenue in Cleveland, Ohio. Proud craft partner of the Cleveland Cavaliers.
New Kids on the Block, live, the mixtape tour. An incredible night of your mixtape favorites with Salt-N-Pepa, Tiffany, Debbie Gibson, and Naughty by Nature. Saturday, May 4th, Quicken Loans Arena. Tickets on sale now. Available online at thecuearena.com and nkotv.com. New Kids on the Block.